This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Wa'ide Lang Pariyat. First, we take a look at the headlines. Tripura Power Minister Ratanlal Nath says that the state government is working with the aim of becoming the best in the country in ensuring uninterrupted 24/7 power supply. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurates the 15-day-long 36th Tripura Industries and Commerce Fair at the Hapanya International Fairground. In Nagaland, the state-level award for handicraft and tribal textile for the year 2024-2025 and 2025-2026 presented at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce, Kohima. And now the news and details. Tripura Power Minister Ratanlal Nath said that the state government is working with the aim of becoming the best in the country in ensuring uninterrupted 24/7 power supply. Addressing a program organized jointly by the Bureau of Energy Efficiency and Tripura State Electricity Corporation Limited in Agartala yesterday, the Power Minister distributed e-bicycles to 30 ASHA facilitators as part of the initiative. Speaking on the occasion, Minister said that water supply has been ensured in 25 villages through solar energy and added that greater emphasis is now being laid on the use of renewable energy, particularly solar power. He informed that Tripura currently ranks fourth in the country in power supply, and the Power Minister also lauded the relentless efforts of ASHA workers, describing them as warriors of society. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurated the 15-day-long 36th Tripura Industries and Commerce Fair at the Hapanya International Fairground yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said that Tripura is emerging as one of the important states in the northeastern region in terms of industrial and commercial development. He stated that through infrastructure development and effective administrative support, the state government has taken a leading role in providing a new direction to industries and trade. The Chief Minister called upon all sections to extend cooperation in building Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat and Ek Tripura, Shrestha Tripura. The theme of this year's fair is Tripura, the emerging industrial hub of the Northeast. Entrepreneurs and business establishments from within the state as well as from outside Tripura are participating in the fair. In Nagaland, the state-level award for handicraft and tribal textile for the year 2024-2025 and 2025-2026 were presented yesterday at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce, Kohima. Speaking on the occasion, the Director of Industries and Commerce, P. Toguka Sema, said the award aims to strengthen livelihoods, society and the state. Encouraging artisans to preserve traditional trades, he urged them to avoid over-commercialization but to play a vital role in inspiring others. He also announced that awardees will receive a monthly pension of 8,000 rupees after attaining 60 years of age. A total of 15 artisans were facilitated during the program. Nagaland's lone Lok Sabha MP, Supong Meren Jamir, has urged the central government to expedite an early and honourable resolution to the long-pending Naga political issue. Raising the matter of urgent public importance under Rule 377 in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Mr. Jamir strongly reiterated the need for a timely and acceptable political settlement. He reminded the Government of India of its commitments to the Naga people, citing the two historic agreements signed between the centre and Naga political groups, which had raised strong hopes for a lasting peace. However, he noted that despite repeated assurances over the years, the final political settlement is still pending. Highlighting the seriousness and the unity within Nagaland, Mr. Jamir pointed out that the Nagaland Legislative Assembly had even formed an opposition-less government to support the peace process. He also expressed concern that prolonged delays have led to growing frustration and the emergence of more groups under the Naga political movement. Appealing to the Prime Minister and the Union Home Minister, Mr. Jamir urged the government to honour its commitments and translate existing agreements into a final political settlement without further delay, stressing that the Naga people remain united in their demand for a lasting solution. Dr. Taba Nitin from Doimukh became the second head and neck oncology super specialist from Arunachal Pradesh. Following his Master of Surgery in ENT, Dr. Nitin completed an advanced post-multiple sclerosis fellowship at the State Cancer Institute, GMCH, Guwahati. His expertise now provides a vital bridge between complex ENT surgeries and advanced cancer care, a service that is urgently needed in the region. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday described data centers as modern-day information libraries that play a crucial role in securely storing, protecting, and processing vast amounts of data in the digital era. He was speaking after laying the foundation stone of the Bharti Airtel Limited's data center at Chanmari in Agartala. The Chief Minister said that the facility would be the largest data center in the northeastern region and termed it an important industrial initiative linked to economic growth and employment generation. The Chief Minister said that Tripura is steadily moving forward from being a best performer to becoming a best model state. He added that the state government has initiated steps to make administrative functioning paperless from the cabinet level to district and panchayat levels through the extensive use of technology. In order to promote democratic participation among youth and first-time voters, the National Voters Day Padyatra, a democracy walk, will be organized today at JN Stadium basketball ground Polo Shillong. A press conference was held yesterday at the Shillong Press Club to brief the media about the objectives, program flow and significance of the National Voters Day Padyatra. The program will be organized by My Bharat, a Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, in collaboration with the Chief Election Officer, Government of Meghalaya, Sports Authority of India, Shillong, and the Department of Sports and Youth Affairs, Government of Meghalaya. The program will be flagged off by Shri BDR Tiwari, Chief Election Officer, Government of Meghalaya, and will be led by constitutional authorities, senior government officials, youth leaders, and My Bharat volunteers. The Business Advisory Committee of the Mizoram Assembly will meet on February 5th to prepare and decide the detailed program and length of the upcoming budget session, which commences on the 17th of this month. This was disclosed by Assembly Speaker Lalbiak Zama yesterday. Although initially scheduled for Wednesday, the meeting of BAC involving members representing all the legislature parties and officials has been deferred to February 5th as some opposition members are currently on tour, he said. The detailed program, including presentation of the 2026-2027 budget by Chief Minister Lal Duoma, and the duration of the session will be chalked out based on the number of official businesses in the proposed meeting, he added. On January 9th, State Governor General Vijay Kumar Singh summoned the budget session starting from February 17th. The upcoming budget session will mark the sixth session of the present 9th State Assembly after the Mizoram People's Movement government headed by Chief Minister Lal Duoma assumed power on 8th December 2023. Coracle's fishing craft for inland fisheries was introduced at Arunachal Pradesh's Zero Valley. It marked the first ever introduction in the northeastern region. It was introduced during a two-day training program on the introduction of coracles and sustainable inland fishing systems. The event was organized by ICAR Central Institute of Fisheries Technology under its Northeastern Hill flagship component. A practical training session was conducted at the Integrated Aqua Park in the Tarin region of Zero, where fishers were trained on the use of coracles and appropriate fishing methods. As part of the program, 10 coracles along with paddles and fishing gear materials were distributed to Apatani tribal beneficiaries through the Fisheries Department of the district. In Meghalaya, a scientific disposal of seized narcotic drugs was carried out by the East Gentia District Drug Disposal Committee of 7 districts at Star Cement Limited at Lomshnong Village in East Gentia Hills District yesterday. The seized drugs were destroyed in accordance with the law and prescribed environmental safety guidelines. The total value of the drugs was over 9.10 crore rupees. The disposed drugs were seized in 58 NDPS cases across 7 districts through sustained enforcement actions by the police. The disposal is not merely the destruction of harmful substances, but a strong message of collective resolve to make society free from drugs and addiction. This action was undertaken as part of the broader vision of Drug Reduction, Elimination and Action Mission, Meghalaya, which was launched by Meghalaya Chief Minister in the year 2023. Under his leadership, the DREAM has transformed into a people's movement combining enforcement, rehabilitation, awareness and community participation. And now we take a look at the headlines once again. Tripura Power Minister Ratnalal Nath says that the state government is working with the aim of becoming the best in the country in ensuring uninterrupted 24/7 power supply. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurates the 15-day-long 36th Tripura Industries and Commerce Fair at the Hapanya International Fairground. In Nagaland, the state-level award for handicraft and tribal textiles for the year 2024-25 and 2025-26 presented at the Directorate of Industries and Commerce, Kohima. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.